echte ervaring. Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
Yo. Episode 94?
94, yo.
Episode 94.
Closer and closer.
We are coming up on that 100th episode of this glorious podcast. And
again, the offer's out there. If anybody wants to, like, go cut down every episode and
edit them together. Just make one of y'all just on your own accord. Just make... Rip these off of SoundCloud,
yeah.
You know, whatever your means are, because we're not sending you files.
No.
It just edit together like a supercut,
yeah,
of Serious Rap Shit Podcast.
And then send it over to us, and that way we don't have to do any work that week. Like, that would be beautiful.
That'll be just, it'll be like back in the day of sitcoms, where they used to do like the best
the clip
of.
Show?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That would be love. That would be a whole, because then we would have to do no work that week. They would rip all the files for us. They edit it all together.
Like,
but what if they picked like the worst shit? We'd have to listen to.
I'm assuming they would.
Yeah,
like it would just be like an hour of us going, and making bad point, making bad predictions that don't come true. Jesus.
Exactly.
But yeah, episode 94, Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, your other host.
And it is fucking glorious and beautiful.
It was a beautiful day.
Here in the city of Philadelphia.
After a weekend of like just rain upon rain upon rain.
Dog, it's been so gray, especially yesterday. It was like real like gray and wet.
Yesterday was nasty. It pretty much rained all day.
Yeah, it was like morbid looking. I was supposed to go to a thing, and then I did. You know, you do the shit where you like wake up and you're like, you don't want to leave the crib. I ended up going, but like I did not want to at all. You know what I'm
not
saying?
Not for that. No, yeah, I didn't do much yesterday, dude. It was just a nasty day. Plus, the Sixers were playing at like 3 o'clock.
Right.
So like,
right.
I wanted to be back in the crib, watch the Sixers.
And they lost.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Y'all got to get it together.
Sick again.
What's his deal?
Dog, he has the immune system of like a fucking toddler, dog.
A little baby.
Like, I have no idea what's going on with
yo him. I mean, I can't talk shit, you know what I mean? My immune system almost took me out of here this time last year, but you know, this is a sidebar. I you know, it's interesting to me that the Sixers, you know, we like to start with a little bit of sports talk on this rap podcast. It's just interesting to me how they've played in this series against the Raptors. It's like certain games they come out and they're like high energy, like game 2 and 3. It's like high energy. We like kicking ass and like niggas is like doing the shoot dance. You know what I mean? They're like just like really turning up. And then they come in game 4 is like no energy whatsoever.
And they still almost won the game, but it was just zero energy.
So crazy. Yeah.
Like it just didn't look the same. They didn't look, and the crowd was there. Crowd was hype. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not too many shots of like AI and DeSean Jackson on the sideline yesterday.
Dapping up Meek Mill and shit. God damn it! Can I just say I appreciate AI, who is not, you know, a Philadelphia native, but Allen Iverson has. Been embraced by our city. Like, we love AI. You know, there's no nigga from Philly that don't love AI. Unless, like, I'm going to edit this out. He smashed your baby mom or something. You know what I'm saying?
Probably might have happened.
Baby mom was at, like, where he used to go?
TGI Fridays.
Listen.
Well, South Street. Stayed on TGI Fridays or South Street.
Yeah, it might have went down. But, like, any other, like, regular, normal circumstances, Philly person, like, we love AI.
He probably was in there buying, like, an Avirex from City Blue on South Street.
Tore your baby mom down. You know what I'm saying?
If your baby mom worked on City Blue on South Street, woo.
It was a wrap.
Yeah.
Yo.
Or she was a waitress at the TGI Fridays on City Line Avenue.
Listen, AI, even after, like, he could live anywhere in the world. He could be anywhere.
Yeah.
He still comes to Sixers games.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? When, like, Meek got out of the Bing, he was, like, there showing support and shit. It's like he's, like, he's like our guy. Like we've he's like our adopted son.
Yeah, he's like
I fucking love that shit.
Yeah.
I love it. I fucking love it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. You know what I mean? Plus, like, I'm taller than him.
Are you though?
Dog, he's not. He like I'm probably like you're maybe a little taller than me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's probably your height.
Okay.
Like he's not 6 foot.
No.
He's not 6 foot.
Yeah, because I'm like 5'11".
Yeah, and he's probably about 5'10".
Yeah.
Like so he's like in between. I'm about 5'9", so he's probably like in between us.
Yeah, because you know the NBA lies. Oh, I don't know if y'all know that, but like the NBA lies about how tall these niggas are.
Yeah. They lie about weight too, because Embiid ain't nowhere near 250 no more, dog.
Nah, talk. I'm like 250.
Yeah, exactly.
That nigga not no 250.
Yeah, nah.
Nigga 9 feet tall.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way.
Yeah, dog. I just that energy, man, was just gone yesterday, dude.
Like, yeah.
Like I said, know. I mean, and that's what I say. Even in like the not like showing Deshaun and AI on the side, like there was none of that time for that. There was no energy in the from the team that did anything. That was like there
that
was like
warrant
two
it.
Or three dunks or something like that where people were like, oh, that was high energy thing. But other than that, it was so like back and forth.
Yeah.
There was no like big energy shit. You know what I mean?
I wonder what I hate to like try to you know, reduce it to like maturity or like experience or wonder or whatever. I wonder what that particular thing is with a team where the energy and the effort is inconsistent. You're a coach, so
I mean, they say he was sick and B was sick. I'm not going to say he's not. I'm just saying like that's what they say. He was sick, right?
Right.
He's your best player.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, like, you know, like they follow the leader of the pack.
Gotcha.
And he didn't have energy, and so, like, the rest of the team didn't have energy.
Yeah, it spreads out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Ben Simmons' energy is a little different a lot of times. Like, he's real, like, anger energy where, like... and Embiid is like over the top happy.
It's joy.
Like,
yeah.
Joy and joy. Shit. Like that's his shit. So
yeah.
Like, I don't think when he's not doing that, I think that affects it. And then, Jimmy Butler's not really that same thing. Mm. Tobias Harris was like just fucking off. So there was no way for, and he's just not, he's just a low key smooth dude. And then you don't have Boban in this series, which like people just jump behind Boban because he's just fucking 7 foot thousand and like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So like there's none of that same energy. So if your lead dog isn't doing that,
mm-hmm.
then the rest of the team isn't Jeez. Having that same energy. So I don't know, man. Like it's a big game tomorrow. We're recording on Monday. So it's a big game tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know.
Go down 3-2, dog.
They're going to close the door on y'all.
Yeah.
It's all my life, I've wanted the Sixers to win a championship. I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Did we win in like 82?
80. 83.
I was gonna, yeah, because it wasn't 80, because 80 was L.A.
Yeah, it was the Phillies. Phillies won in 80.
So yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I was thinking about.
Like, you know, I don't remember the Sixers winning back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we old. We ain't that old.
No.
You know what I mean? And just all my life, I've been a Sixers fan. And, like, my spirit wants them to win a championship. You know what I mean? So we can, like, wild out on the streets like we did when the fucking Eagles won.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I don't know where we're gonna go. Like, say, you know, say we get eliminated out of this series, like, where do we go from there? We just come back next year, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, and it's weird because like Butler and Harris are both up.
Mm-hmm.
They
could both dip.
Yeah, actually Butler, Harris, Boban, Mike Scott, I think are all up.
Jesus. Yeah.
So like, who you bringing back and like who comes back? Does Brett Brown come back as the coach?
Right. That's
like,
another
you know
thing.
What I mean? There's a lot of things that could be up in the air if we don't win this series. Now, you win this series and you go play whoever in the next round and you lose in 5, 6, or 7 games, it is what it is. And you can come back with the same team, but like, hey, look, another year together, you know, like, because that starting lineup has only played the 18 games together.
Which is insane.
Yeah, and they're
like they just put this shit together.
I think they're 14-4 as a starting lineup. So,
right.
Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, it could be a really good team.
And
if you gave them some time.
Second, like, the next round, we could beat the Bucks.
Yeah,
I don't know if we could beat Boston.
Listen, I
Boston been stinking it up.
Yeah, I bang with Kyrie because Kyrie and me both family lineage to the same tribe.
Flat Earth tribe?
No. That's just another thing we have in common.
Got you.
No, he's Lakota.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, he's Lakota. So
I was completely wrong. I apologize.
We both have family lineage to the same tribe.
Yeah.
So I do like, you know, I want, like, I like Kyrie.
I love his game.
Yeah, his game is insane.
Yeah.
But I despise Boston, dog.
Yeah, fuck Boston.
I despise. I hate
Boston. Been stinking it up.
Jason Tatum's overrated ass.
He is. He scored like 4 points the other night. Some goofy shit. Get him out of here, dog.
Marcus Smart, even though he's not playing, I still don't like that dude.
Yeah.
I
like Rozier though.
Yeah, Rozier.
Motherfucker
nice.
Good play.
Yeah. But
need,
yeah,
he need to come to death row. You know what I'm saying? Come on, fuck with us.
I don't like Boston. Danny Ainge had an heart attack too. You seen that?
He did, really?
Yeah. Mild, they said.
Yeah.
What
the fuck is a mild heart attack?
I have no idea. Like, there's my
God.
They thought there's an issue with your heart. I don't know how
it's mild. It's not mild. Yeah. What? Nah, I didn't hear anything about
that.
Yeah,
that was like Thursday?
Oh, wow.
Maybe? Yeah.
Jesus. Shout out to Danny Ainge.
Yeah. No, you know what? I don't want us to play Boston anyway, because then if they got Kevin McHale calling games like he was last year, it was so awful. Because, like, you should, like, that dude is, like, Boston. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Like, you just going to be blatantly biased.
He was so overtly biased toward Boston.
Can't stand that shit.
Nah, I don't know, man. I think we can beat Milwaukee, though.
Oh, yeah.
Milwaukee's, like, one dude. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
One trick pony.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I don't know, man. I we gotta win tomorrow. We win tomorrow, it's a different story.
Man.
You know what I mean? Then we coming home. So.
Yeah, I gotta come out and play, yo.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, come on, it's the Raptors.
Right.
Dudes had Barney on their jersey ever so a couple years ago.
Good
like
boy. Yeah, yeah.
Gotta beat them dudes, man.
Like, Kawhi's a beast and all, but, yeah. Like, Kawhi, first of all, Kawhi, you know, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you are. Dog, you leaving next year.
Yeah, exactly.
What is you hooping all hard for? That's like a nigga, that's like when...
You getting a max deal from the Clippers no matter what.
Come on. That's, you know how you be at your job, and it's like 4:48. And it's like one nigga trying to like tackle like a last minute task. Why are you hooping so hard, dog? You leaving next year.
Dog, stop trying.
Come on. You already got the job. Where you can write your own ticket.
Yeah.
Wherever.
Yeah, listen,
come
man.
Come on.
Toronto doesn't love you, dog. Stop.
Hell nah. Drake will stay up there.
Drake will be rooting for somebody else next year.
It's a fraud, dog. Come on.
Also, Kyle Lowry is no longer from Philly.
Is he from North?
I don't know.
I don't know what part
he went to Northeast though for a year.
Did he?
Yeah, he went to Northeast, I think it's ninth grade year, and then he transferred to Carnal Dougherty.
Oh shit.
That they
Carnal Dougherty's dead, right?
That's, I think so. I think it's
gone.
Closed now, yeah.
Yeah, rest in peace.
they called it Cardinal Dougherty last night on ESPN.
Really?
Or ABC, whatever it was. They were like, yeah, with the Cardinal Dougherty.
Yeah. Ooh, it's not what it's called. Assholes.
But you know, that's it. I mean, dog, could you imagine like being from out of town and seeing Passyunk Avenue trying to like pronounce that shit?
Passyunk? Like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, Philly's got all, because obviously like it's built on like indigenous land. Like,
yeah.
Philly has all kind of like real unique,
yeah,
like street names and like neighborhood names.
Could you imagine being from anywhere else and being seeing Susquehanna?
Right.
And trying,
you're like,
to,
like, what
out
is that?
Is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Right.
The Shaco Expressway?
I'm not
sure
what
that
is.
Is.
Nigga start speaking like Hebrew and shit. Masakana? I don't know what it means.
I'm not sure. They were Dutch, right? Like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, shout out to Kyle Lowry. Like, you know, you doing your thing. You getting checks in the NBA. You got to stop falling off in the playoffs, though.
Yeah, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
He had a good game yesterday, though. He did have a good game yesterday.
Yeah.
Fucking sucker.
Come on.
Let
us win, dog. You, the home team.
Yeah, listen, man.
What are y'all doing?
Y'all not winning no chip. So
y'all not getting out the East.
Yeah.
Let us rock.
Yeah. You're not going to win no chip. You're definitely not beating fucking Golden State.
Hell no. We could, though.
Yeah.
if we got a shot.
Take a dive.
Right.
For the home team. Right?
Right.
Then, you know, you welcome back home. You can parade. You come to the parade and everything.
You go to Ishka Bibbles. Niggas yeah. won't fuck with you down I South mean, Street.
Don't. You can't be in the parade.
Oh, no. Nah.
You can go to the parade, though.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I wonder, just a slight sidebar for whatever reason. I wonder how many, you know, you watch like the old like mafia films
yeah.
and they like pay a boxer to take a dive. How often did that happen in like
boxing
the 40s?
Boxing supposedly is corrupt as fuck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, probably a lot.
I thought you were going to give me like a number.
Nah. Probably like a shit
40% time. Of the time. Nah, somebody's taking a dive. Dog. I can
supposedly
see it.
Supposedly, the original script for Rocky was he was going to take a dive.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out to the homie Phil. He said the original script for Rocky, because I think a couple of years ago I posted that Rocky is more of a fantasy movie than Star Wars.
Right.
And he was like, he said that the original idea was he would take a dive for the mob.
Mm-hmm.
Against Creed.
Yeah.
I don't know how he would make that money, though. I guess, like, whatever. But
and wasn't he supposed, like, wasn't Creed a vastly superior and more experienced yes. fighter anyway? Is that really a dive?
Yeah. But he apparently would take a dive and get the money and open up a pet store for Adrian.
For Adrian, yeah. Yeah.
And that was, I guess, like, the original ending for the movie.
Jeez. It's interesting because even the way they set it up in like the final version of the film, where they're like, you know, we got to find a guy, you know what I mean,
yeah.
for the champ to fight.
Like break out a book. Like it's like a scrapbook of boxers.
A bunch of dudes holding fists like this. Old school. Yo, like I could see, you know, that them going in that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
It's like a scrapbook of boxers. Yo. It's like, well, what about this white guy?
Right. Nigga, Atlantic City fighting a kangaroo. You remember?
Like, well, this guy fights the diving horse, the horse that does a dive off the diving
yeah,
board.
Yeah,
like,
dog. Do you remember Great White Hype when they kind of yeah, did a similar yeah, thing, yeah. but it was all videos yeah. of, like, white dudes getting knocked out? Dog, he hit my man and like snapped his jaw and showed it. That shit was terrible. I tried to show fucking Lissa, dog. I tried to show Lissa Great White Hype like a month ago.
Yeah,
she refused to sit and watch it.
I love Lissa. You know I love Lissa.
She's a hater.
Her like taste in movies,
dog. Like it was crazy. The other day, I was like, "Yo, we gotta watch." Blah blah blah. It might have been like that Black De Niro movie that's on Netflix.
Okay,
it's like,
yeah.
yo, we gotta watch this shit. And she's immediately like, "Nah, I'm not fucking with it." I was like, "Dog, you always do that. It's a weird thing that you do." I ride with like Mean Girls. You showed me that.
Mean
you know
Girls
what
is
I mean?
Shit, though. I like
it. It is. I liked it. You know yeah. what I mean? I had never seen it before. I ride with all of this shit that you like. You know what I mean? And like when I throw out a suggestion, you automatically be like, "Nah, I won't watch it." You know what I mean? I'm like, "What's that about?"
I don't get that. Yeah.
Watch fucking Great White Hype. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's fucking amazing.
It's hilarious.
Sam Jack is like out of control in yeah. that shit. John Lovitz is in it.
That's a dude that's had a really crazy career.
Yeah. Oh,
Sam
yeah.
Sam Jack.
He's done literally everything.
Yeah, he does like super serious movies. And at the same time, he does like these really wild, over the top characters.
Yeah.
Like, didn't he do a movie a couple years ago where he was like wearing a kilt through the whole thing?
Was he?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Pretty sure. Then he did he was the bad guy in Kingsman, the first Kingsman movie, and he just had like this wild lisp.
Oh shit!
Like, it was
yo,
crazy dog.
I love when they put like a wig on him.
Yeah,
dog. Yeah. Come on,
my man Sam Jack, yo.
Yeah, shout out to Sam Jack.
Hey, listen, man, that's a dude. Like, that's a real inspiring story.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, he was like a crack addict or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, he was addicted to drugs, yeah. and then he got. The role in Jungle Fever yeah. as a Gator, and then it kind of like phew,
yeah.
he just took off from there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Crazy is everybody salutes John Travolta and Pulp Fiction, but like that's Sam Jackson movie.
Oh yeah, he's like owning that shit.
He's the person you remember the most,
right? Like Travolta was cool. Like yeah. everybody, that whole ensemble was yeah, good. Yeah, you know what I mean? But Bruce Willis was good in it. Like it was dope. But yeah, yeah that's Sam Jackson movie.
Yeah,
he got all the like dope ass lines.
Exactly. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. He, you know, he's writing a Star Trek movie.
Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino, yeah. He's writing a Star Trek movie.
I heard about that.
Yeah. I was wondering, it's probably just like, how many times can he get away with saying the N-word in space?
Oh, yeah. 100%. They're definitely... Now, you know what he's going to do? He's going to do some weird thing where, like, it's, like, in Klingon or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's going to,
yeah.
he's gonna like, flip it. Yeah. It's going to be weird. But
I'm sure he's aware of, like, the idea of why. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, he's done, like, 6 period pieces in the last couple of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, I think, just to throw out the N-word a lot.
100%. 100%. Dog. I'm curious as to... I checked out on Quentin Tarantino. I am curious to see what his take on that universe would be like.
Yeah. Yeah. You know it'd be interesting to see what he would do.
Because I've enjoyed his movies in the past, but, yeah. you know.
Dude, I love Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2.
Yeah, yeah. Kill Bill's the shit. You know what I
Pulp
mean?
Fiction,
love
Dogs.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I'm due for like a rewatch of Reservoir Dogs. I haven't seen it in a while.
I watched it maybe a year or so ago. It just was one of those things that was on, like, I was flipping through the channels and it was on TV. So I sat and watched it.
Yeah.
And I love that movie.
Yeah. It has like a spirit and like an ambiance.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Have you ever seen, what's it called? It's like a YouTube video. Quentin Tarantino doesn't know how to talk to black people.
No.
It's amazing.
Really?
So basically, somebody made like a supercut of Quentin Tarantino in interviews with like black journalists. And it in like, because they had him on, I'm trying to think of the, maybe it was Django. I don't know what the press run they were doing this was for, but he was on 106 at Park. Ooh. Dog. He's talking straight like 70s jive. Like jive. It's fucking ridiculous. And he's
amazing.
He's got like the Kango and shit. He's like, yeah, man, because I told him, you know, when I did Jackie Brown back in the days. Like it's horrible. And it's somebody just cut, please watch this shit. It's on YouTube. I believe it's Quentin Tarantino doesn't know how to talk to black people. It's fucking amazing. He's like, it'll be like Tavis Smiley or somebody like interviewing him. And he's like, yeah, soul brother. Like, it's the fucking worst. His like concept.
All types of daps.
Right. Like he's like doing the, like, doing the wave
doing
shit.
Doing the rewind and shit.
So it's clearly his concept of like who black people are is like.
Blaxploitation.
Purely blaxploitation. Yeah. Like he, you know what I mean? He doesn't understand black people in any other context.
Yeah, he's the dude that probably like didn't know a lot of black folks growing up.
Oh no, I'm sure of it. It's like one guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
And like basically his references to like black folks was movies.
Yeah. Dog.
Like, that's the only way I could see like that you would justify acting like that.
Right. And I usually don't revel in like uncomfortable moments or like uncomfortable public moments with people. That shit is glorious. Like, it's fucking amazing.
Well, you know, I like it when they're oblivious to like it. He's a dude that's oblivious to that shit.
Right. Like, he thinks he's like being cool. Dog, where's the RZA at? Like, like check your man. Be like, yo, you chill the fuck out.
That's your man, dog.
Yeah. Does he talk to like the RZA like that?
Probably does.
They like
RZA's
hanging out.
Just like RZA, I don't want to say RZA's like a star fucker, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I think he just really loves that dude, so he just lets that shit slide.
He just let it ride. Yo, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, it's cool, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, I think also like RZA, you know, is somebody who has dedicated a lot of their time to meditation.
Yeah,
I understand people who are in like a kind of like a Zen space. RZA probably be like peeping fuck shit that Tarantino does and says, and he probably is just like, whatever. You know what I mean? Man, the lotus, the lotus grows out of the dirty water, and it's unsullied. He probably don't give a fuck. He probably like, all right, whatever, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But like, no, soul brother, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're gonna go down to Roscoe's and get some chicken. Riz is just like, all right, whatever.
You dig it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Riz is like, I'm a vegetarian. But
yeah, whatever. It's cool. Dog, please, if you're listening, like, please go on YouTube and look at that shit. I share it, like, you know, every like couple years or so when it like pops back up. I share it on like Facebook. It's just like, it's the best shit ever.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm gonna watch that.
Oh man. But so yeah, what do we have on? That's the intro.
Yeah, so there goes the intro.
Yeah, what do we have on deck for today?
I mean, Bun B and Static Selector.
Oh yeah,
dropped. Did you check out the album?
Oh, I know. I just watched the feed. Yeah,
They recorded the album together, and they live streamed it.
Right.
Which I think is dope. I have a love like watching artists in like the studio.
Yeah, hell.
And
yeah.
I don't care what the genre of music is. Right. I just like watching people be creative in the studio. I enjoy that aspect.
Yeah.
So I did not see this, but I will search it out.
It's really dope. And like, it's a proper like hip hop studio. You know what I mean? Like they're going in like a closet or some shit and like recording the vocals and people are just showing up. One of the dudes, you remember the group, The Arsonists?
Yes.
One of the dudes from The Arsonists is like the host.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's like engaging like the social media audience and all of that stuff. And like Static Selector's there and like Bun B's there and they like working out the music and stuff and like writing and shit. And like the guest stars are like coming in throughout the day.
Yeah.
While they record. So it's ill. Like you see Method Man in like a closet booth. You know what I'm saying? Just like reading his verse and like going through it. And like people are like messing up and they're redoing takes and shit. It's amazing like to watch it.
Yeah. I loved in, was it Blackout? The Jay-Z Black Album movie.
Oh, yeah.
I loved watching that. Like when they were in the studio.
Yeah.
I just love that shit. I love seeing people do creative shit. So like anytime watching somebody being a or there was a joint when what's my man who started Def Jam with Russ?
Oh, Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin
yeah.
is in a studio with like the Beastie Boys working on shit.
Right.
Or when because he produced Blood Sugar Sex Magic for
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There was footage of them in the studio, like some house. They rented it out.
I gotta find that because I don't like the Chili Peppers that much. Uh-huh. I'm a huge fucking Rick Rubin fan.
Yeah.
I would watch him produce a band I didn't like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like I said, I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but for me it doesn't matter the genre of music. Yeah. I love watching people just sit down and be creative, go over stuff together in the studio, and like other people like chiming in, like, well, try it this way, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. Like watching people be creative is amazing.
So I really
want to check that out.
It's real cool, and they have the whole thing because I didn't catch it live. The homie Steve told me it was happening. Shout out to Steve. So I went and watched it on YouTube later, like after they were done. So they had the whole video up on YouTube. Yeah, it's really like how the Rolling Stones back in the day did Sympathy for the Devil. Yeah. Where they're just in the studio just working on this one song, except it's a whole album thing.
Yeah.
And I'd be interested, because I know the famous jazz musician Esperanza Spalding did a similar thing.
Oh, really?
This Bun B thing, I think... they had like some beats and stuff prepared and they just went in and recorded it. But Esperanza Spalding live streamed her like making the record from the ground up. Like they wrote that motherfucker right there in front of the camera.
I think I did hear about that.
And like, you know, in this kind of era that we're in where there's such a demand for like content, but also people want, like that intimate connection to the creative process through their favorite artists, you're going to see more people, you know, doing this kind of thing. You know what I mean? When Esperanza Spalding did it, I remember saying on social media, I was like, yo, I'd be surprised. Like, in a few years, I'd be surprised if somebody didn't do it this way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, allowed you to see the whole process. So, yeah, it's real cool that they did that. And then shout out to Bun B for being, like, a elder in the game.
Yeah.
And still Absolutely. Being, like, ahead of the curve on shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's cool.
Yeah. Still rocking, man.
Yeah. He still got bars.
Yeah.
You know Definitely. What I mean? The record sound hard as shit.
Yeah, I didn't listen to the record.
Yeah, just from, like, watching the shit they were making. All of that shit sounded hard. And I kind of knew Static Selecta is known as, like, East Coast, boom bap, whatever. Yeah. When it was
Boston,
in...
right?
I think so. Yeah. I'm not sure, though. But when it was announced that they were making a record together, the sonic picture in my head, like, I felt I knew what it was gonna sound like with them two coming together, and it did. You know what I mean? It's like soulful shit, some like gospely sounding shit, you know, but it's like hard ass beats.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm interested. I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna check that out because, like I said, I love watching the creative process, man.
Hell yeah! Shout out to Bun B and Static Selecta.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. The next thing we got to talk about isn't necessarily hip hop related.
Right.
But it does affect hip-hop generation. Mm-hmm. Highly affects the hip-hop generation.
1,000%. This is insane to me that...
Let me get the note up because I'll fuck it up. Trying to do it off memory. Especially because I didn't write this note.
I mean, I can go into it while you find the notes. But
okay, it's the University College London.
Yeah.
Reports a study that the risk of transmission between people with HIV is zero when taking suppressant drugs.
Yeah. So it's like a drug that they've been giving people to like suppress the virus. Yeah. And they did a study with couples where one person has HIV
and the other person doesn't.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's not, the disease is not communicating to the other person.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Fucking crazy, dog. It's crazy.
That's something years ago, not as much recently, but like late 90s, early 2000s, like AIDS walk and AIDS quilt and all that, like, and all that stuff was like such a big thing. Cancer's more like the disease now where everybody talks about that, but like AIDS was like something we definitely thought, like, as a generation, was, like, going to decimate, like, you know what I mean, the country and shit, like the world and shit. Like, it was one of those things where...
The fear behind that shit. Now, you know, some of that is, like, media generated.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it was, but it was also a very real thing, whereas, like, a lot of people, like you said, like, from our generation... and even folks older than us.
Oh yeah,
lost their lives to this shit.
I mean, they allowed it. Like, you know, there's all the conspiracy theories, like, oh, you know, the government created AIDS, that kind of shit. Yeah. Which I'm not putting it past them.
Come on.
They definitely actively like didn't bother doing anything about it for a long time.
When Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, when it was just specifically attacking like the gay community.
Yeah.
So
they let that shit cook.
Yeah, they let it cook for a long time. Reagan let that shit cook for a long time.
Yeah.
Without ever doing any kind of research or worrying about like granting anything or even actively treating it like it was a big deal.
Right. Which is insane to me. Like the notion that you could be a person in power and look at this like growing epidemic and just be like, well, you know.
Yeah,
let it take its course.
You look at what's going on. Like again, it's one of those things where it didn't become a big deal to people until it started affecting, like, quote unquote, like the straight community and shit.
Right.
Once it became something outside of just like a targeted community, it became a big deal. You can look at the same thing with like the opioid epidemic.
Yeah.
Where like now that like heroin is like hitting. Like the counties or like suburban neighborhoods, basically.
Yeah.
Now it's a big deal and we need to address like opioids and heroin addiction. But like when it was just an inner city thing, I mean, like heroin was tearing through the inner cities in the 60s and 70s.
Come on, dog. My mom tells stories about the 60s growing up in North Philly and how heroin hit their neighborhood and like immediately like guys that she knew that were like young, vibrant human beings just like turned to zombies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Even in the 40s and the 50s. Yep. You know what I mean? Like the jazz community and shit. I mean, genius motherfuckers we lost to that shit.
What was it with a time when like Miles Davis preferred to be paid in heroin as opposed to being paid in?
I don't know if that's accurate.
No, I'm dead serious. I heard
I'm just saying, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Shit, it could have been.
Like, I definitely remember reading that at one point where it was
which is
like,
insane.
He just preferred to be paid in heroin as opposed Jesus to being paid Christ. In money.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing where like, it is an amazing and it's a great thing and it helps everybody, but it's just sad that these communities need to have like the greater, you know, like the greater population in danger.
Yeah. It has to affect has to like straight white people.
Yeah.
For it to be an actual issue.
Yeah.
You and, know what I mean? Or people, you know, who are quote unquote middle class or upper class. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. For our generation, it's a huge thing in a sense that like that was something like I legit remember being afraid of.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, getting like, you know what I mean. Because A, condoms are trash, but B, no, I'm kidding.
I'm not
kidding. No, but like
they are, but you should you still should use them.
Yes. I remember getting AIDS was way more scary than having like a kid or any other. Yeah. Like, it was the thing that you didn't get rid of. Yeah. Where like it's like, oh well, you know, if you get you get burnt or some shit like that, you're like, cool. I don't, and like herpes, it was like, you know,
Jesus.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
They got suppressing drugs, you'll be all right. Yeah.
And it's also like when we were kids, we thought like you get it, then you die.
Yeah, and that's another.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was less.
Well, when we were young, that is what happened were to getting a lot of people. Dying, yeah. Like they got it and then like very fastly died.
Yeah, take you out. Yeah, I remember people I grew up. I'm thinking of one person in particular I grew up with that like took him right out of here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Also, like the education was super bad, so like it was like, you know, the whole idea of like passing blood, it was literally like, oh, listen, man, you gotta be careful. You can't shake somebody's hand if they
folks
got it.
Didn't know.
Like, you just really had no idea.
When Magic Johnson, I remember as a kid when Magic announced that he had HIV and he retired, and then folks were voting him into the All-Star game.
Yes.
And it was like, I remember it was a whole controversy because folks were like, well, I don't want to play with him.
Yeah, Karl Malone didn't want to play with him.
They didn't know. You know what I mean? Or they thought, because that was like a lot of the propaganda. Like, you know, you touch somebody and like now you got it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Karl Malone also like was a hillbilly. So.
I wonder if Karl Malone is like MAGA now.
I'm sure
you
he
think
is,
he is?
Got a MAGA cowboy hat.
Yep. The red one.
Yeah, you probably got a red cowboy hat that says MAGA on the front of it. Bro.
Yo, nah, not the mailman. He can't be like, he could be like a cowboy or, you know, whatever.
I'm gonna Google this shit right now.
Wow.
It's Karl Malone MAGA.
If Karl Malone, if it comes up that he is, I quit this podcast because we've gone too far.
And we're exposing people that need to be exposed.
We've uncovered things that I'm not exactly comfortable with. He's
the
really
first
Googling.
Thing that comes up is Karl Malone dead.
Nah, he's not dead.
I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
Come on.
Is Karl Malone related to Moses Malone?
Dog, you know what's crazy? Speaking of like MAGA shit, this boy I used to work with, Steve, know who I'm talking about. He was like a few years older than us, so he's just like a couple years older than us. He was like a supervisor at my job, and this is when I was like a bill collector. I was like in my 20s, and homeboy was like ex dust head, like ex perk head. You know, fuck with hip hop. You know what I mean? What's going on, bro? Blah 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 blah. All this other shit, and he popped into my mind a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I like looked him up on Facebook. Didn't see him on Facebook. Looked him up on Twitter, and found him on Twitter, dog, he like a whole MAGA boy now, yo. It's like, it's so fucking crazy to me that people make that leap in particular.
Yeah, it's, dog, like, well, you know what, you find it in hip-hop a lot, like, in like hip-hop, like, online, where, yeah, like, you'll have dudes that are just like, yeah, but you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're low-key racist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like the real hip-hop and Trump. Yeah. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Them two things ain't aligned.
Karl Malone, former NBA star. Black people need to stop looking for a handout.
Oh, yeah. That's the number one. That's the number one deal. Oh, man. Oh, man.
So you made Karl the mailman, dog.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Karl Malone. Can't say I'm surprised.
Someone please make a red cowboy hat that says MAGA
and give it to Karl Malone. Yeah, give it to Karl Malone. Him. John Stockton is somewhere like, man, I ain't in that shit.
I ain't touching that shit.
Saying, the fuck?
I ain't touching that. Why wasn't he called the mailman? That motherfucker.
He was the one delivering. It doesn't make any sense. It don't make any sense.
The best thing was they were talking about the Dream Team in 92 and they were like in Barcelona. They said like John Stockton could like walk around with his family and no one knew who he was.
No, it's a regular white guy. Kind of tall, you know.
It's like a 6'1" white guy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They're littered all over Europe.
Right.
Like,
dog, I was somewhere and saw this whole family. These motherfuckers look like they was from like Sweden or some shit. Dog, they whole family, mind you, it was like mom, dad, son, daughter. Son, daughter were probably like 16 and 14. They whole squad was taller than me, dog. I was like, y'all motherfuckers is just like really from the hills or some shit.
Dog, I coach, you know, some of the kids I coach in football, not even basketball, I coach football. Like, dude, they'll be standing and we'll be all huddled up and I'm going over shit. And like some of these motherfuckers is taller than me and I'm just going like, I still knock these motherfuckers out.
You can't beat me, kid. You a little ass kid.
Yeah, I got grown man strength.
I'd have been through a lot of shit.
I mean, not now. Like, now my back is all fucked up.
Yeah. I don't want to fight nobody. I'm going to edit this out. Fight nobody. You know what I'm saying? The way my body feel now, we're not even arguing too long.
No, I got pinched nerves in both arms and in my legs. Like, nah. No, I'm done. Like,
Hit you with a real quick.
Wash.
It's not happening.
No, but yo, honestly, back to the AIDS thing, though, honestly.
Yeah.
That was a legit thing. Like, they did not want Magic playing in. Like, I remember when he kissed Isaiah Thomas in the, and people was like, yo,
yeah,
I got the monkey now, blah, come blah, blah, blah. Like,
come on.
Though, it was a crazy time as when we were kids of just, like, wild misinformation. And
right.
Like. It was just nuts of just people just not like knowing what was really going on and like just misinformation and people just not being taken as serious as it should have been taken.
Right.
And it became like the main thing we talked about in health class probably for like years upon years upon years.
I remember the first year we got sex ed. I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
And we talked about AIDS, HIV, AIDS.
Yeah, like that essentially was our sex ed class. Is pretty much it was like, don't catch AIDS.
That, you know, it's crazy. I was talking to Alyssa about sex ed as a kid, and she was saying like they showed them like how to put on condoms and stuff. They did not show
us
that. They did not teach us that. Like niggas had to like when you knew you was about to smash, you had to like experiment and like figure out how to put it on so that later when it was game time you could do it.
Yeah, you knew what you was doing. So it wasn't like putting it on inside out.
Right. Like breaking it and shit. Dog, like, is we did not. She said she was little, and they showed her like, whoop. Nah,
we didn't learn anything.
We ain't get that shit. No. They just, you know, this education up until like, you know, like 94, 96, it was like they just like throw you out to the wolves. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they wasn't teaching us shit.
Nah,
or we weren't paying attention. What one of the two?
I mean, might have cut the class. I don't know.
the class, the one. Class where you learn how to put a condom on.
Yeah, one class I missed.
Skip that class. Jesus.
No, I remember going into Oh, forget that. It would have just been a tunnel we didn't need to go down. It would just be another derivative off of this story. But
I love that you self-edit in that way.
That one, man. Caught it myself, man. Didn't want to go down a bad tunnel.
Yeah, like, yo, this is like a whole other hour of discussion that we definitely don't need.
Nah, man, but it like, if this is all true and everything like that, you know, I mean, Dr. Sebi had already cured it, so we didn't really need any of this.
Like, naturally.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Not with broccoli, though.
No. Just essential oils.
Yeah.
Some essential oils and, like, alkaline water.
Knock all that shit up. Some lavender. Jasmine.
Yeah, some lavender and jasmine oil and some alkaline water, and you was good. But, you know.
Yeah, it's ill that, like, some folks are saying that this is, that the end of HIV/AIDS is in sight.
Yes.
You know, obviously we can't predict the future on that, but, like, the possibility of that is incredible. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, there's no need to continue to lose people to this disease.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and I mean, you know, listen, most of what I know about AIDS, I learned from Nature the Threat.
Naturally. So, shout out Razzcast.
So I'm sure the government will just come up with another disease. And
they working on it now.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
They got like some PIM particles or some shit.
You know, they have like bubonic plague, like in laboratory. Like, legit, they keep that shit in like a laboratory.
Yeah.
You see, like, they grounded a flight.
Yeah.
I don't remember where it was coming out of, but it had somebody had bubonic plague on that joint.
Shit was coming from the caucus mouth. The fuck?
Dog.
With the plague,
motherfuckers walking around with measles and shit like that in 2019 when we got first through.
Not mad I would be if I caught like smallpox or some goofy shit. Yeah, some Oregon Trail shit from one of y'all motherfuckers.
Yo, I'd die for some shit that was cured on Oregon Trail, dog. I swear to God, I'm haunting this motherfucker. Yo.
Yeah, yo, nah, man, we got to get this shit together. Vaccinate your kids.
Yo, listen. Jesus, cover your mouth. Doctors. The doctors cured the shit. There you go. It closes the loop for you.
Yeah, it's
now
holy.
You don't have to worry about it.
That's so real, though. Like, they don't look at it like that, though. Jesus.
Like, yo, dog. I mean, there's legit shit out here where people are getting measles in 2019.
Yeah.
Like, yo, get your kid the shot, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, dog. It's legit. Crazy. Did you see the joint of the video of the Pope? Motherfuckers kept trying to kiss his hand and he kept pulling.
He was
his
like,
hand
no,
back.
Get the fuck out of here. The Pope knows something we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He know they probably, the Vatican probably definitely got some disease locked up. Like,
The Vatican got some shit that's like half disease, half a curse or some shit, or some like shit mixed together. Nah.
Yeah, it's probably gonna start raining frogs or some shit like that. Oh, he knows man. Something's going down.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, fucking Pope.
But listen, dog. At the end of the day, this would be amazing for people living with AIDS.
I'm like praying for it that this is the case.
Yeah,
that no more people have to suffer from this shit.
Because I mean, the advances in medicine now are amazing. Like, you know what I mean? You don't hear of people dying from it as much anymore.
Right. Right.
You heard about it all the time back in the day.
Like in the 90s shit. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now I mean, like, you know, hopefully this thing that they came up with and they found out, like, you know, hopefully everybody will be available to the same thing Magic Johnson was available for.
I mean, Magic been rocking.
Yeah.
Dog, you remember that shit when Howard Stern asked Magic about that shit?
No.
Dog, it was when Magic, remember Magic had a talk show?
Yes.
So,
Magic Hour.
Yeah, it was the last. Was that the actual show?
Yes,
or was that
the show.
It was like the bad TV shit. Magic, it was the last episode. They had Howard Stern on there. Dog, this nigga Howard Stern is so disrespectful. He asked Magic if he was still smashing his wife raw.
For real?
Fam, Magic Johnson, I remember watching this shit as a young boy. Magic Johnson did this shit. You know how when like a motherfucker disrespects you, you lean in on him?
Yeah.
He leaned in on this nigga like, he was like, yo, you need to chill the fuck out. Don't ask me about me and my wife's situation, blah, 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 blah. And I never forget, after that segment.
Cookie,
right?
That's his wife?
Yeah, his wife's Cookie. They went to a commercial break And then they came back and Magic was like, yeah, you know, I want to announce that this is actually going to be our last episode. And then like balloons was dropping. I'm going to find that shit on YouTube, dog. That shit was crazy. Balloons start dropping out the seal of this shit. I'm like, man, this nigga Howard Stern made Magic quit his job.
And show and shit.
Yeah. And that seems to be Magic's MO. Just you disrespect him. He just quit. He like, yo, get the fuck out of here. I'm Magic.
Yo, I got too much money for this shit.
He like, I ain't
got
to put up with this shit. Dog, like, That lean,
like 94 movie theaters. Listen, what the fuck I need to do this shit for?
That lean, he like, he was gonna smack the shit out of Howard Stern, dog.
I wish he would've, yeah.
He should've.
I wish he would've smacked clear fire out that motherfucker.
Dog, he leaned in and was like, yo, don't ask me about my wife, motherfucker. Howard Stern did,
yo,
like,
where's
the
Magic from?
Magic from Detroit, ain't he?
I was about to say.
Or like Lansing.
Yeah.
He's from Michigan, right?
Yeah, definitely. I know he went to Michigan State.
Right.
So I think he must be from that area.
Yeah, he's from Lansing. Dog. That motherfucker, he's gonna fuck Howard Stern up.
That would have been amazing.
On some real shit. He's gonna do him like my man Jim Everett did Jim Bro.
Yeah.
Was it Jim Everett?
It was one of them.
Yeah, fucked up Jim Rome.
Yeah, he jumped about his seat like.
Yeah, he was all on the ground and shit.
Yeah, yo, Jim Rome was scared to death. That's what happens when you talk greasy to motherfuckers, dog.
Talk shit, get hit.
Yeah.
Theme of the episode. But yeah, we can wrap up.
Yeah, we can start
wrapping up. Yeah. Have you been listening to anything
new?
Newish?
Yes, I listened to the new Styles joint.
Styles is on a tear. He's been like,
because like the last album didn't come out like a year ago. So it was like probably about 8 months ago.
Yeah, we
like
we definitely talked about it. That motherfucker must have a studio like in his bedroom.
Yeah, it's called SP the Goat, Ghost of All Time.
Word.
I think we need to start retiring that
the ghost shit. Yeah. I'm not gonna say that to Styles P though.
No, fuck no. I'm definitely not getting shanked, dog.
Shit.
After he like hands me, he shanks me and then hands me like a Juices for Life.
He bleed this shit.
Yeah, he be like, yo, this is a clock.
He hands you like a beet juice smoothie and shit. You bleed all on the carpet.
He be like, yo, this will help you clotting. You know what I mean?
Look, wash your mouth next time, young boy. Stab you all up and shit.
It's actually pretty good. It's about 12 tracks.
Word.
And it's good to about 8 or 9, and mm-hmm. then kind of like beat wise starts to fall off.
Yeah.
Toward the end it is a little weaker, but like it's a pretty good album. He always brings it lyrically.
Oh yeah.
I think it's like maybe 9, I think, is the song. I think it's called Changes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he like throws like this real like trap ass beat on there,
mm-hmm.
and has some dude doing like, you know,
singing. Yeah, auto tune.
Yeah, auto tune. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of. Yeah, I'm kind of checked out after it. But like before that, I think like the first 8 tracks, dude, it's really solid.
Word.
I would love to hear an album with him, like maybe with like a Static Selector or like an Alchemist.
Derringer.
Or a Derringer, yeah. I would love to hear like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just a whole, even if you just give me like 8 tracks, something like that.
Right.
Because he still could spit his ass off.
Oh, yeah. He's killing it.
You know what I mean? Loves to mention Juices for Life in his verses.
I would.
Not mad at him.
Shit, we need one in Philly.
Yeah, we definitely
need
do.
One in Philly.
Holla at us, Styles. Holla,
you know what I'm saying?
I know you listening and shit.
My blood pressure crazy.
Yeah.
My blood sugar is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it was all love. I was just joking earlier. Please don't. Please don't knife me.
Come on, stab. Remember the shit? When Kiss was dissing Beans, and at the end of the song, he's like, "We got gun work, knife work, pipe work." Like, what?
Yeah, I'm good, dog. I don't want none of those problems. I got my love for you, bro.
We gotta one day, do like a deep dive on that whole beef.
Yeah,
like the Locks versus State Prop shit.
Yeah.
We got to, or State Prop / The Rock.
Yeah.
We got to do like a whole like hour on this, if you can.
Yeah.
And then like,
well, we can make it into an hour.
We can stretch it into an hour. We got to do that. And then have like the sidebar beef where State Prop was beefing with Major Figures.
Yes.
Like talk about that shit too. Cause that was like the funniest shit ever.
Yeah, definitely. But it's a good project. Really good project.
Again, right.
Called SP the Goat. I tried to listen to PNB Rock drop something, but
okay.
It's like a double disc, basically. It's like 9 tracks on each one. So it's 18 songs of an artist that I'm lukewarm one already.
Yeah.
I was like, shh, I'm not listening to this.
Yeah.
Not, at least not this weekend. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, maybe I'll get to it by next week, but like, yeah. I'm already only a lukewarm one to do. I like some of his stuff and don't really care for the rest of it. So
maybe
I'm
if like, it go up to like, I feel like he's like summer music. Like, if it goes up to like 90.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You play PNB rock and like Ride Around or whatever.
Yeah. Like, I was just like 18 songs of a dude that I'm only lukewarm on.
Yeah. They said Chris Brown's next record is going to be 30 songs. Y'all niggas making all these songs.
I'm good, dog. Can Rihanna drop a new project?
She don't give a fuck, dog. Nah. She like,
she making that Fenty money, dog. Yeah. Like, she straight.
Every joint I know that's like 32 and under, fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
If she like a makeup joint, like they wear that shit, everybody I know fuck with that shit.
That's all my daughter wanted for Christmas.
Yeah,
bro.
She getting stupid money.
Yeah.
Off of that. She probably looking around. She like, man, I ain't fucking with Sony or whoever. You know what I'm saying? She like, I own this shit. It's blowing up. Fuck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at her. Although she is supposed to be making a reggae album.
Oh, but not with Diplo. Do you ever hear that shit? Diplo said he was with Rihanna and he was like playing her beats for one of her albums that she is working on. And she said to him that his music sounds like airport reggae. It's just like, I don't want none of these fucking beats from you, colonizer.
He just released a new project, too.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm not listening to it.
Shout out to all the, like...
Do they still have that, his festival?
Oh, Mad Decent?
Mad Decent. They still have it here in Philly?
I don't think they did it last year.
Yeah, me neither. I was thinking about that. I was like, I don't think I heard about that.
Yeah. Last year. Who knows? Who the hell knows? Shout out to all the, like, Philly DJs that, like... know him, but when you bring him up, they're like, shh, man, fuck that dude.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to all y'all.
That's definitely a thing. But I didn't listen to too much new shit, but I did check out my man Distant Star. He just put out a joint. It's a 8-track joint. It's called Fine.
Okay.
And it's fucking flames.
Like, really?
All of his shit. I talked about one of his joints last year on the podcast that he dropped, but it's like he's like an ill producer / MC. You know, I love all of my beat niggas that also rap. But yeah, it's like up on his Bandcamp now. It's real dope.
Yeah,
real like solid shit. He has like a real like his beat style is like kind of left field. You know what I mean? But it's some of it has like some soul shit in it, and like his like presence on the mic is like on some like real fly like swagger shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah, definitely Distant Star. Fine is like, I think it came out Thursday or Friday, like the tail end of last week.
Okay.
Yeah
I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna look it up, check it out.
Word.
But yeah,
listen, we on TuneIn, we on Stitcher, we on Spotify, we on SoundCloud, we on Apple. We everywhere that you could possibly think to find a podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We on all of these shits. So, you know, we appreciate y'all listening. You know what I mean? We've been rocking. We coming up on 100 episodes.
Yep, someone's going to go out there and they're going to edit that whole thing for us so we don't have to do shit.
We haven't got much engagement on that.
No.
So we might have to end up like actually doing a 100th episode ourselves.
Here's your choices. Again, I'm going to restate them.
Lay it out.
You can either, somebody out there, a couple of you guys, put it together, do some work together, right?
Yeah, it'd be a teamwork thing.
Sit down, pull up all the episodes, go through them all, pull the best shit.
Word.
Or... episode 100, we sit around and we drink champagne on mic.
Oh, that's gonna happen.
So I mean, it's either one of those options. We'll do an intro for that, for the best of that you do for us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just drink champagne during that anyway.
Yeah.
So those are your options, man.
Straight freestyling.
Yeah.
Dog, we went to brunch on Saturday.
Okay.
And we definitely like sat there and murked out a whole bottle of champagne.
That's you're supposed to, dog.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what brunch is supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah. It was dope.
It's just an excuse to get drunk at like 11 in the morning. Oh,
it's like 11 o'clock. Drinking.
Pretty sure that's all it is.
Hell
you
yeah.
Mix like orange juice in there so you can say you're being healthy.
A little bit, yeah. Throw a little bit of orange juice in there. Cicely came back and was like, "Yeah, y'all want some more? Oh, your champagne is all gone." We was like, "Yeah."
Man, after a while, we just stopped putting orange juice in it. Man. After a certain point, what's the point?
You know what's crazy? I wonder. I don't know, yo. Like, it's hard for me to get drunk now.
For real?
Yeah. I don't know if
you should drink heavier now.
Yeah, I don't know if my brain is
do like really like old head shit. Like the gin with the ice in it.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Drink alcohol and no water.
Yeah.
And eat nothing.
Eat nothing.
Because it's drunk. Because I be at parties and I'm like DJing. And usually, like if I'm at like a gig where, like not a gig like Sophistafunk, if I'm like somewhere just like hired hand, just DJing in the background,
yeah,
I might drink like a beer or two
yeah.
throughout the night. But like even when Sophistafunk, we did the last few ones and people are handing me drinks like all night, I just be drinking and like I would ask myself like, why am I not drunk yet?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think like
that, you might have to like start stepping up and like drinking like the shit they give people for like eye surgery.
What?
Like, or like just start.
I don't even want to know what that is.
Maybe just start doing heroin, dog. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, episode 94.
I'm trying to help you get on, dog. Like,
I don't want to be on. I'm fine. I spent my 20s on. It's all good. I was just making an observation as to why.
People just don't appreciate you helping. You know what I mean?
I really like, at the most, I'll get like a little tired.
Little, yeah.
Yeah, but besides, like all of that, I haven't had that shit.
And what's crazy is, look, I haven't really been drinking in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when we all were hanging out the other day, I had like one beer.
Yeah. I've been like consistently, we're done. Just, don't worry. Episode's over. Just ignore all of this stuff. Yeah,
this is all just stuff for us.
Yeah, but I, you know.
All y'all who always want to hear, like, oh, what do you guys talk about before the podcast starts? This is what we talk about before the podcast starts.
Right. It's just nonsense. I've been getting, like, I've been keeping the fridge, like, stocked with beer. So, but even that, I don't drink a beer a day.
Yeah.
It might be, like, a beer every 2 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not a big beer drinker anyway, so, like.
I love fucking beer.
For real.
I really do.
Like, I had that beer, like, that's what I was digging that beer shit. And I haven't, it's not readily available here in a lot of places. Like, you kind of got to go to certain beer spots to get it.
Right.
So I'm going to have to start going to those spots. That's my, and I want that champagne beer that Raj put us down with.
That wasn't that like cider or some shit?
I don't know what the fuck that shit was, but it was dope.
I wouldn't fucking with it. It was the ambiance of the place was cool. The drinking that shit. Yeah.
No, the one that Raj had where he popped the, that had the cork in it.
Oh, yeah, because the shit I had was trash.
Yeah, the shit we got was terrible.
Yeah.
That was like some, like, I got some shit that was supposed to be like some sour taste. Like, that shit was
Yeah.
That shit that Raj had that was like corked.
Yeah.
That shit was good.
Shout out to the finer things in life. So, yeah, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, just appreciate yourself. Go get a beer that has a cork in it.
Yeah. Peace. Me and my fam take this rap shit.